producer Jessica's mom, June, a frequent guest on our show because she's a character, and we love characters. June, how much character does this take? What are you and your husband attempting to do this weekend?
Well, we're going to come sit in San Diego and see if they let us on to a 17-day cruise to Hawaii.
Okay, so, I mean, I hear 17-day cruise to Hawaii. I think that's lovely. I think it's amazing you and your husband are going to go away for a while. But what do you mean, see if they let us on?
We're on standby.
Oh.
I've never heard of waiting standby for an over 2-week cruise.
So talk me through this. You and your husband are going to pack up
and your mother.
Good sweet Lord. Okay, well, even more involved then. You, your mother, and your husband are going to pack up for 17 days worth of travel on a very long trip.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to take a long car trip from Tehachapi, California. Which is how long? 3-4 hours away?
Oh, four.
4-hour drive here. You're going to sit around the harbor loitering until someone sees you and go, hey, you guys want to take a cruise? Then do you know if you're going on this cruise?
Well, kind of, sort of. They might call us the day before.
Okay, so, but still, that sounds like a lot to get prepared for, only to possibly not get that phone call. Have you done this before, and is it successful?
No, I haven't done it before.
Okay, so is there any benefit to traveling this way on standby?
I'm going
to
imagine saving money.
Money, and also they'll take solo room people. Because you know how cruises, you usually have to pay two for a room?
Yes, yes.
Well, my mother, this way, is in for one person in a room.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't shack up with your mom and your husband in the same cabin.
No, that would be weird.
It would not be weird, it'd be so cramped, you wouldn't be able to do it. So there is a chance that you and your husband and your mother will be wearing Lay's and drinking pina coladas, taking a 17-day cruise to Hawaii, which sounds glorious. Or there's a chance that you're just going back to Tehachapi, California.
And unpack everything.
That's the bad part.
Well, it's kind of exciting in a way. It's a gamble.
Yeah, but what happens if they don't get in? What does grandma say? I mean, who does she blame?
She totally blames the husband. We know that.
Okay, I didn't think about that part, Cam.
No, come on. Or are you going to be the daughter that always continues to let her down? I should have known, June. I should have known when you planned this. This reminds me of years ago when the late, great Prince, who was one of my favorite artists in the history of music, was playing at the Hard Rock. Remember? He was playing shows downtown. And we were giving tickets away on our sister station, and there was a pair of tickets that weren't claimed. And when that happens here, if by 5 o'clock on the day of the event, they're not claimed, they're open to anybody that's still here. And I called our promotion director at the time. His name was Ciro. Calm down, Tammy, because June, Ciro was smoking hot.
I'm kind of over Ciro.
Oh,
he's all married and everything now.
Oh, he's having a baby.
Yesterday's news, is what Ciro means in Spanish. Anyway, the point is, I called Ciro, and he's like, yeah, the tickets are here. If they're here at 5, they're yours. Well, I lived in Rancho Bernardo, so it was rush hour on Friday, so I figured, you know what, I'm going to leave around 4:15. That way I got a 45-minute drive, boom, get those tickets, boom, go right downtown, see the show. Get dressed up, get ready to go. I am driving from Rancho Bernardo. I'm on the 15. I'm about to get off. At the time, we worked in Friars Road. Ooh. I get off at Friars Road. My phone rings at Ciro.
They just
picked the tickets up. It was 1:01. I had to go home. I had to deal with traffic on the way back, take my nice Prince concert going clothes off, put my sad guy sweats on. And so there's a chance that might happen to you, June. Are you ready to take that chance?
Thanks, John. I was sitting here excited and the expectation. Now I'm already depressed like I didn't get it.
Well, there you go. Is it my sweats that got you depressed? Is it sure this all got me depressed?
Oh, man.
I'm just saying you have to know that's the chance you're going to take, June.
Well, maybe I'll just drive somewhere else.
Jessica's house is open.
I'll go to Vegas.
Oh, my God. Jessica's house
is open and ready for visitors. I'm sure Grandma would love to see Walt.
That's a hard no.
Would you please give us an update on Monday morning? I guess we'll know. We'll either be talking to you in Tehachapi or
Hawaii.
You're going to be on a boat.
Yeah. I'm going to be on a boat.
Good luck, June. Let us know.
All right. Will do. Talk to you later.
God, she sounds exactly like her daughter. You and your mother sound exactly alike, producer Jessica.
So crazy.
I bet she gets it.
I hope so.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.